Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Sachs. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. You're going to be encouraged in this 15-minute segment with the Word of God, the truth of God, and even the process that you go through for His name, for His glory. We've been in the book of Proverbs, getting wisdom, and wisdom is needed for us to live by. God downloaded that wisdom into Solomon because he asked for it to lead his people, and God gave it to him so that we might know how to be skilled and act in every situation in wisdom and knowing the truth of God and how to show and demonstrate that truth and that wisdom so that no matter where we're at on the job, in the community, making decisions, problem solving, in our marriage, with our homes, with our children, in ministry, no matter where we're at, we're able to gain and pull on the wisdom of God. So we're going back there. We started yesterday with training or wisdom for training our children or for teaching our children or disciplining our children or even knowing how to act with our children in this era, in this generation. This culture is so different from the culture of our parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. Now we need more wisdom and guidance on how to lead, how to guide, how to counsel, how to talk, how to relate, even how to solve the problems that they're facing because they're facing something that we did not. They're facing bullying and suicide and pressures for education and all kinds of things that we did not face. So we need the wisdom of God to help us. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it or depart from it." And we need that. That doesn't mean that they're not going to make mistakes. It doesn't mean that they might not always walk directly in the truth of God. It means that the Word of God is going to pull them back, bring them back, remind them who they are and whose they are and what God has said according to His Word concerning their life because the Word has been placed inside of them. When Proverbs talks about teaching our children and training our children, we understand that's according to these five things that a child should learn from their parents before they become adults, before they become ready to enter. They should know these things, and they should be able to duplicate these things and have them soundly. That is the respect of authority. They need to respect authority in your house and those over them. And even though we face things about being afraid, teaching our children about the things that happens with the police, they're still supposed to respect authority, but you're supposed to teach them how to respect it and to know what to do. Even in situations when policemen stop children and even in situations when things are not right and an adult is a teacher or someone is trying to use their authority in the right way. We're to teach them accurately how to respond and what to do, but understand that that's an authority, and as you respect that authority, you're respecting the principles of what God says, and God will justify and defend and back you. The next thing you're supposed to do is teach them to respect the property of others. Don't go around destroying things that don't belong to you. Even in your own house, and even as they go out, don't let them understand that belongs to someone else, that they paid for it, that they are the ones that's the owner of it, and therefore you don't tear up, destroy, or do things against people's property. These are things that we should teach them, and that helps them out when they go to school, that they don't treat other people's items any kind of way because they are upset because that person won't be their friend or they're upset because of any other reason or they just want to be disrupted. We don't want that to be something that they carry around. We want to teach them those things. The next thing we need to teach them is to respect the privacy of others, and that helps them in life as they get older because it stops them from gossiping and being a busybody and being into things that they should not be in. But it also allows them to understand that as they do respect other people's privacy, it helps us to gain maturity in ways that they need to gain it and not always have the last say-so but be responsible in that. The next thing is respects the rights of others, and that's in friendships and relationships, and that's teaching them these values in the house with their siblings, that they have siblings with their neighbors, and that helps them because it helps them to be friendly, it helps them to be kind, it helps them not to bully and do all these other things that we see that are going on in this day and time. And the last thing is the principle of self-discipline, and that's being able to handle themselves, walk with discipline, wisdom, knowledge, truth, and understanding, being able to conduct themselves wisely and not allowing their flesh to rule them and get them in a whole lot of trouble. So these are things that we need to teach our children, and they need to know before they become an adult. They need to understand this and see it on different levels, different areas, and different facets. And as we teach, as we begin to show and demonstrate in love and wisdom these things to our children, we're going to see God add what is necessary and what is needed to lead them and guide them, to show them. And these principles of truth will be in them so that whenever they are older, they will be able to use them and utilize them so that someone else's life can be touched by them. We're dealing with a generation that, you know, this day and time, they don't want to know God. They want to know technology. They want to know the latest fad. They want to be those the generation that does not acknowledge God, and that we know that that's the enemy, because he wants to take the name and the knowledge and the even the breath of God out of the earth. But he can't, because God made the world and everything in it, and everything that was made by him, by his power, for his purpose. So you can never remove God, because he's everywhere at the same time. So that's the enemy's plot. So technology makes us so that we don't have to walk by faith, that we can just use technology, and that we'll be able to access or get whatever we need without depending on God, without even knowing God, acknowledging God. But that's not the truth. We are the just, and we walk and live by faith, and our God is our King and our Savior and our Redeemer, and we want him and we need him. And so our life is his, so we live for his glory. The enemy does not want us to acknowledge God. And Jesus even said, he says, "Will I find faith in the earth when I return?" And that's the plot of the enemy, because he doesn't want faith to be in the earth. He doesn't want anybody to acknowledge God or know God. And so he is using different mechanisms to try to get God out of man's mouth, and even say that they're greater than God because they can create and do all of these things. But we will, those who truly believe and know God, we will always thirst and hunger after God. We will always worship and praise him and love him. We will live for his glory, honor, and praise, and we will teach our children and their children's children's children to do the same. We will know he is our God, our Father, our Savior, and we will love him with all, because he is Lord. So we need to really understand what our time and the culture and what the word is saying about how we rear our children. Psalms 127:3 says that God basically blesses and rewards the children, that they are blessing their heritage, and that, you know, we are supposed to rear them in the way of God, and we want to and we will. That's all the time I have for today, but we'll get into this next week, again, about wisdom for raising children and just principles, not anything else, but what the Word says about our children and how we are to teach them and how we're supposed to give them that wisdom and love and compassion, and what we're not supposed to do as far as provoking them or not being the example that they need. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I pray that you have a wonderful worship experience and a blessed weekend. God bless you.